Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Relief for thousands of residents today around Chester County, Pennsylvania, where police finally captured a convicted killer. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
Tactical teams converged on the area where the heat source was. They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred.
He'd been on the run for 14 days. In Libya, more bodies have been recovered from massive floods. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
The city of Derna was home to about 100,000 people. Now over 5,000 of them are dead, according to one Libyan official. The authorities say across the country, twice that number are still missing. Storm Daniel, which killed 15 people in Greece last week, swept across the Mediterranean Sea, causing two dams to burst just outside Derna.
The White House is defending its decision to unfreeze billions of dollars in Iranian funds for the release of five detained Americans. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
This is not a payment of any kind. It's not ransom. These aren't U.S. taxpayer dollars. And we haven't lifted a single one of our sanctions on Iran. Iran will be getting no sanctions relief.
Kirby says that money will be held in a supervised account, and Iran will have to make requests to draw those funds. Thousands of writers and actors hit the picket lines in Hollywood today, marching from Netflix to Paramount with their demands. SAG President Fran Drescher.
It's because of these top-tier, highly greedy, self-absorbed executives that frankly are ruining it for everybody but themselves.
Meantime, the United Auto Workers Union says it could go on strike Friday if there's no deal by midnight tomorrow. Union President Sean Fain.
The UAW doesn't back down from a fight. We're willing to do what's necessary to win justice by any means necessary.
Big changes could be coming for the NFL. CBS's Matt Piper.
Following Aaron Rodgers' torn Achilles this week, some players are sounding off on the artificial surface at New York's MetLife Stadium and others, calling on the NFL to replace turf with natural grass because of apparent safety concerns.
Down goes Rodgers in the sack for Leonard Floyd.
The NFL Players Association wants the league to switch to grass, saying the data is clear that grass is simply safer than artificial turf.
Right now, only 15 NFL stadiums have grass. The other 15 have turf. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Impeaching Janet Protasiewicz is back on the table. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells Wisconsin Eye he's asked a group of former state Supreme Court justices to look into lawmakers' options if the new justice doesn't recuse herself from cases involving Wisconsin's legislative maps.
I want them to do an independent analysis without bias or some kind of a lobbying effort or a media frenzy. But I do believe we'll have something back in the next week or two.
A Republican bill to make the Legislative Reference Bureau draw maps is a non-starter with Governor Evers. A second Republican candidate has entered the Senate race to run against Tammy Baldwin. 41-year-old Stacy Klein from Trempealeau joins 40-year-old college student Rajani Ravindran of Stevens Point in the race. Klein is the current Trempealeau County Board Supervisor. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 43. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. Mid-70s Friday and Saturday with showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises, yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The research testing program, All of Us, is holding a special session tomorrow at the Marshfield Clinic from 8 to 5.
This program is about advancing the whole philosophy of precision medicine, meaning that we want to move away from a one-size-fits-all treatment strategy to one where we begin to treat individuals.
That's Scott Hebring, a research scientist at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. He said the information gathered during the program is anonymous and will revolutionize the way medicine can help each individual person.
We at Marshfield Clinic, as well as a few other organizations, have really focused on ensuring that Wisconsin is well represented within this national program.
The research project will continue beyond tomorrow. To find out how to participate, visit marshfield.joinallofus.org to find out how. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 43. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. Mid-70s, Friday and Saturday, with showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Big show.
This evening, I have on Matt McCain, who is one of the leading long-term care insurance providers in the nation. He knows everything regarding long-term care inside and out, and why people need to plan ahead. Because, spoiler alert, you can't afford it.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So you got that to look forward to.
I don't want to do math on the radio, Liza. Let me ask you, let's help define for the audience, what is a caregiver for those that are unaware? Some perhaps don't perceive themselves as caregiver. You are the parent of a child, as am I, that is on the autism spectrum. But I don't think I ever perceived myself as a caregiver per se, more of a parent. I wasn't even the primary parent.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't see themselves in that role or give themselves that designation, because you're just a parent, a daughter, a son, a sister, a what have you, that's helping out another family member. But what I define as a caregiver is somebody that is helping out either somebody that is disabled or elderly that needs additional support throughout their life, above and beyond just what a parent would do. When you parent, your child assumably grows up and becomes more independent. When you're a caregiver, there is always going to be a level of care needed for your loved one.
We've got Liza Hellenbrand in studio here. She is the host of The Empowered Caregiver. And I know, because I've listened to that fine program, this is a really big number of Americans. Approximately how many people are affected? How many people are caregivers?
The statistic is 1 in 5 Americans are currently caregivers. But when you take into consideration that there are many of those that have been caregivers in the past, or those that will become caregivers, so it's really hard to dodge that bullet. There's an estimated 42 million Americans that provide unpaid care each year.
Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. Again, the guest is Liza Hellenbrand with the Empowered Caregivers. She appears right here on the Civic Media Network, 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time, so coming up next. And then if you miss it, make a note, Saturday mornings on many of the stations at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. Again, Liza, you shared in anticipation of your appearance today with me a thing called the Child Care Cliff. And I realize that may not be the primary focus of the show you do, but why did you think it was important to share it with me? What Child Care Cliff? What should people know?
Well, Child Care Cliff, you know, kind of falls under caregiving because, you know, you're taking care of your children. But it really is concerning because there are thousands of child care centers closing throughout Wisconsin that are having troubles keeping the doors open. And so what happens when a child's care center closes, the parents no longer can work, right? We kind of saw that with COVID, the Great Exodus. And a lot of those care centers had some federal funding or state funding in term, which is now dissolving, and they're having trouble staying open. And if they close, it's going to greatly impact the economy because people can't go to work.
And I know this has become something of a political issue, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole per se, but the governor, Tony Evers, the Democrat, has put forth propositions to go into special session, try to deal with some of these issues, because he defines them as a workforce issue. He defines them as a broader umbrella that affects the workforce. But let's turn it back to the caregivers for a minute. Until you asked to poll the host here at Civic Media and find out how many of us have been caregivers, are caregivers in some way, shape, or form. And I was surprised as we enumerated the different hosts and people were candid with their own life situations. It was a big number. And Liza, it affects people at work. It's a workplace workforce issue. Being a caregiver means your life is disrupted for someone else's life and probability. And sometimes that involves jobs. And sometimes people lose jobs when they can least afford to do so because they're a caregiver. How big an issue is that? And I know you've discussed it on the show.
Well, it's a huge issue, and it's something that I'm passionate about. helping create caregiver-friendly workplaces. A large number of people that are caregivers are impacted at work or have to leave work or, you know, quit their job altogether because their employer doesn't allow the flexibility needed to take care of a loved one. So I think, you know, as everyone is looking to hire, creating caregiver-friendly workplaces is an opportunity to really get some talented people. Because if you want a hardworking person that's able to multitask and, you know, research and grasp different things, go to a caregiver. You know, they wear many, many hats. They're great employees. And with the right flexibility, they can be a great employee at many situations.
Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. That is Liza Hellenbrand. She's our fine guest. She is the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show. It's coming on at 7 o'clock right here. Keep it locked right here on Civic Media. Caregivers, we often reference, or I know you reference, the unpaid sort, the family providing care to a loved one or a relative, whatever the case may be, much like your personal example. But we also, and I know from your most recent guest, last week's show, you had a very compelling guest on. I believe he had ALS, cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. My apologies.
Cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm.
And he had a very compelling life story. But part of it is effectively he is in a jail of his body. And he is really subject to when people show up for work. And if people don't come to provide him care, professional caregivers, in a timely fashion, he can't go to his job. And while this guy has the intelligence and the education and has marketable skills, mm-hmm. My memory and my understanding of this guy's experience is he had lost many of those professional opportunities of his own because he can't find stable, reliable professional caregivers.
That's true. I mean, this is a huge, huge issue that we need to address. I went on Indeed the other day, and it was page after page after page of caregiver positions. And you're right. This is Andy Thane is a Marquette graduate, college-educated gentleman that his day revolves around when caregivers can come. He's wheelchair-bound and help him out. And if they don't come, he stays in bed that day. And the turnover rate for paid caregivers is so high that he is constantly hiring. It's a never-ending process. So his day is pretty much consumed with who's coming, when are they coming, and who can I hire next.
And he needs care really from morning to night. He needs care to get up in the morning, and he needs care to feed. Did I understand that correctly? And then also at night to prepare for bed.
He, like many, is eligible for up to 36 hours, I believe, of care per week. He's happy if he can get 4 hours a day. You know, someone just to help him get up and someone that just help him get to bed. And that is a story that you hear over and over and over. The money's there, you know, the people are approved, but there's no one to provide the care.
Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. That's Liza Hellenbrand. She's the host of the Empowered Caregiver. Comes on after this. Liza, I've listened to enough of the shows. I am well aware. Many times you're uplifting, or at least I hear efforts to try and be uplifting of the caregiver community. This is, I hate to call it a burden, but, you know, you'd have to pay a stranger to do it. And someone from the family, often this responsibility falls upon them, and it can be daunting. I'm not saying it's a burden, but it can be daunting. It's hard work. How do people support each other? How can caregivers get support?
I think having a sense of community is huge. And you're right. I try to bring uplifting thoughts and guests to the show because I don't want it to be depressing. I don't want it to sound burdensome. But you're right, it's hard. It's hard work. There are many benefits to it. You know, that you have wonderful relationships with the person that you're caring for. It can be very rewarding. So there's, you know, as a caregiver myself, I wouldn't change it for the world, but it's impacted my life in a lot of different ways. And having that sense of community is important. Having the people that you can connect with that have similar experiences where you can share stories, you know, where they get it, where they understand how you feel is important because depression, anxiety, and caregiver burnout are very real. They affect people in large numbers, and you have to take care of yourself. It just goes back to the whole putting the oxygen mask on yourself first. So it seems selfish. It seems like, you know, how could I possibly carve out time for myself when I have to work and take care of, you know, my loved ones and so on and so forth. But you got to look at it as a must. You have to take care of yourself. In many cases, I just found out recently, caregivers pass before the people that they're caring for because of that stress and not taking care of themselves.
That is a scary proposition, Liza Helen Brand, host of the Empowered Caregiver Show right here on the Civic Media Network. Stick around for that. That's coming at 7 o'clock. Liza, I was a little surprised. Maybe I should not be when you talk about 1 in 5 people potentially being a caregiver. That is a huge number in the population of this country. And the government has taken note and they perceive this as a crisis. And they think something has to be done on both a federal and a state level. Let's start with the federal level for just a minute, Liza. Tell us what the federal government under Biden is trying to do for caregivers.
Well, there's a Raise Caregiver Council that actually started several years ago that came up with 5 major recommendations and, gosh, a couple hundred, honestly, goals within those recommendations on how to address the caregiver crisis, because they do realize that this is a crisis. And I've got so many numbers floating in my head. I believe it's $640 billion that caregivers provide each year in unpaid labor. So if those caregivers were to go on strike, throw up the hands, say, I'm done, who's going to take care of these people? And then when there aren't those people available, like in this caregiver crisis that we were talking about earlier, then a lot of those people end up institutionalized or in group homes or settings that aren't ideal or in their best interest.
Liza, what about Wisconsin? What resources are there? Where do you see the action happening last minute here?
I think in Wisconsin, as far as what can be done to address the caregiver crisis?
Just where the government finds itself interacting with caregivers, where the agencies are at.
Well, the ADRC is a great place to start if you're looking for resources. It is on the government. It is on the governor's agenda. He had a lot of stuff supporting caregivers in the budget, which was cut. But they know it. They realize it. They realize this is a problem.
Liza Helen Brand, she is the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show, plays out right here live at 7 o'clock. And if it's preempted by Brewers baseball, although that's a good reason, you can always find it Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, so set an alarm. It's not too early for a Saturday. Liza, thank you so much for joining me here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Liza, we'll let you get ready for your fine show. The rest of you, stick around. One last chance. The phone line's open, 844-967-2. Weather.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these 4 life-saving words. Buckle up. Phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards 0 deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
When it rains, I'm only happy when it's complicated.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm not Maggie Dawn. Maggie will return next Monday. More live shows ahead. He's got a big important speech to give to D.C. tomorrow, so I've been filling in. I'm Mike Groot with the Devil's Advocates. I will be going on the road tomorrow, taking my show on the road to Wausau on Thursday, taking it to, where are we going? Chippewa Falls on Friday, going to Oktoberfest. I knew that for sure. I want to thank the most recent guest on the Maggie Dawn Show, Liza Hellenbrand from the Empowered Caregivers. Caregiver, singular. It's just her now. But Liza is the host of that show. That comes up here in about 10 minutes. Get a little less political. And if you miss it on Wednesday nights, don't forget, replay it. Saturday mornings, 8 o'clock, usually on Sundays. Check your local listings, as they say. But let's get back to politics. One last segment. If you got a hot take for the Maggie Dawn Show and Crudy tonight, today night, kind of right on the border now. You know, I feel like I got a Monday mouth. It's been a lot of talking for me today, so apologies if I'm losing it here at the end, but 844-967-2789. Hot takes, welcome here. Molly Beck, Journal Sentinel. See if this is a hot take. Now, I was doing my damnedest yesterday to try and say the glass is half full, give Robin Voss just a skosh of possible pre-credit on his legislative proposition. Now, this is supposed to go to the floor tomorrow. And what Robin Voss had proposed is the Iowa model, which he claims is a full 180, like he found God overnight or something. And suddenly, instead of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, all that talk was on the back burner. And now it was all full speed ahead, nothing but sunshine and compromises in the Legislative Reference Bureau drawing the maps. Fair's fair, right? Now, Tony Evers and everyone I spoke to, didn't talk to Tony personally, but I did read a statement. He had a harsh assessment. You know, I guess predicated on the history of, you know, bad stuff that Republicans have been doing here of late. I can understand why Tony was skeptical, but Crudy, ever the optimist, I was trying to keep a glimmer of hope. And then today, I read this at the Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck. Robin Voss, the aforementioned Speaker of the House, now probing the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz with former justices. You know, and I'm thinking, who are the finest, the best and the brightest? What, did you call up the embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin, Michael Gableman? Are you confabbing with Dan Kelly? Maybe candidate Michael Skronik? You know, who's on the bench here for you, Voss? Maybe patience. Rogensack. I dined down the bar from her at Biagi's in Middleton recently. Did I tell you? You may not have heard that story, Dane. I'll tell it really quickly. I'm sitting down the bar, and I was there with a colleague, work colleague, and it was late afternoon, but not evening, and she was having some sort of something with her husband, I must assume, and Patience Rogensack, then Supreme Court Justice, kind of on the very end of her term. I nudged my friend. I showed her the picture of Patience and said, Patience Rogensack, I'm pretty sure. And she turned to this blonde woman, looked about 70, and said, Patience? And she said, oh, I'm Pat. My friends call me Pat. And I said, well, some call you Justice. And she said, some call you Crudy. And I went to, you know, turn, and she just gave me the hard pat on the left shoulder. Like I was turning to, you know, perhaps stand up and confab with her for a bit longer. She said, oh, no, I know you. And then her husband came up. Everything okay, sweetie? She said, just talking politics. And we left it at that. So I wonder who it is that Voss is consulting with. Let's read. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is renewing consideration of impeaching. Did he ever really set it aside? Of a newly elected state Supreme Court justice a day after Democratic Governor Tony Evers said he would not sign into law a plan from Voss to write a new electoral map in an effort to bypass the liberal-controlled court. Voss and other Assembly Republicans put forward a bill Tuesday that would direct nonpartisan legislative agency staff to write new legislative boundaries, a move aimed at rendering moot lawsuits before the Wisconsin Supreme Court that could upend the current GOP-favored maps. And the proposal came about a month after Voss first publicly warned newly seated Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz would risk being impeached if she did not recuse from the redistricting lawsuits because she called the maps rigged while campaigning. Voss had softened his tone on impeachment just before releasing the new bill. That was just a quick softening of the tone. You know, it's funny. They just pressed this at the Journal Sentinel again. I was seeing if that's new news. No, it's the very article we're talking about now. But Evers quickly squashed the proposal to draw new maps. Now Voss has asked the former justices to probe the idea of impeachment. Here's what he said. I can't think they think it's a good idea. I'm asking a panel of former members of the state Supreme Court to review and advise what the criteria are for impeachment and to be able to go to the next step of this process if we're not able to determine an off-ramp. You're the one that needs the off-ramp. And again, I'm thinking, which former Supreme Court justices? Prosser? Prosser didn't recuse either. Voss said he would prefer to have Evers sign into law his plan. Of course he would. I don't have any fear of having a fair process. That's not what you've set up until now. But if you have a justice that has predetermined cases and is not going to take themselves off the case, I want to know what all of our options are so we're ready to go if required. You know, that is my last option. It's unclear which justices Voss will be consulting on the matter. I've speculated. He said on WISN AM. Now, I was on that Dan O'Donnell show earlier today as well, a little debating. He would not release their names to avoid lobbying. Well, that's very transparent. Well, I'm talking to people, but I'm not telling you who or what sort of advice they're going to give me because you might lobby them. Well, if there are people of character, if they're former Supreme Court justices, one must presume they're not readily persuadable by a little lobbying. Oh, what if I buy you a beer? Then will you give Robin Voss the advice I want you to? Patience, if I bought your beer, would you give him the advice? Just tell him Crudy sent you. Just a day before announcing his effort to probe the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz, Voss scolded the media for reporting his past comments, floating the idea. It has to be where they violate the oath of office, right? Justice Protasiewicz, who prejudged cases, doesn't recuse herself, right? That could be something we would consider. Well, that's what Voss said on August 11th. Folks, thanks for listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. Nate, thanks for pitching in and producing these last couple days. Now, Maggie will be back on Monday. And if you are a fan of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, I hope you come with us on the radio, of course, or come out in person. We're going to be in Wausau tomorrow. We're going to be in Chippewa Falls, Oktoberfest, and at Loopy's Bar on Friday. Come see us 4 to 6. I guarantee we'll be there all night. And the Empowered Caregiver with our fine guest from the Maggie Dawn Show. She is Liza Helen Brand. Please stick around. Keep it locked. Civic Media.
When you're hot. Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
WFHR
Administration.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5